Proclamation number 7832 of 21st of February, 1961. The Battle of Light Against Darkness. Strong errors have been spread in the world, and the battle of darkness against the light is a mighty one, for it is a battle for the souls between me and my adversary. He, too, has a right to these souls which once voluntarily followed him to the depth. Yet they emerged from me, thus also my share, which I will not leave to my adversary without a fight. But the soul's free will decides for itself which lord it will turn to, and every lord tries to win this free will for himself. If the soul in its last embodiment as a human being possessed full light, if it had the same realization as in the beginning, then its will would also make the right decision and push towards me as its God and Father, and I would have won it for eternity. But it lacks this light as a result of its apostasy from me, and my adversary's greatest endeavor is to keep the soul in the night of the spirit, because then it will not get lost to him. Therefore he constantly fights against the light. That is why this great battle between light and darkness is to be won for the time being. Again and again souls will free themselves from this spiritual night. They will earnestly long for truth and truly find it. But the light could only ever shine sparsely, for again and again my adversary ensured darkening. He fought with all means against the light being able to break through, and his hatred was constantly directed towards those who again and again appeared as bearers of light amongst people who accepted light from me and tried to spread it. And again the adversary retained dominance, for he used means which completely confused people's thinking. For only darkness secures his possession of the souls, whereas a little light of however little brightness already showed the soul the path to me. And what people saw as light from above were the works of Satan. There were blinding lights which did not impart any knowledge to the human being, which only plunged him into delusion and let the soul fall ever more into the adversary's power. For people did not seek the light in all seriousness. They were indifferent and believed blindly. And therefore my adversary had an easy time with them, and he was also able to hold his ground for a long time. The darkness became denser and denser, although again and again a light broke through which, however, did not attract much attention. Every human being has the ability to think, but who uses it in the spiritual sphere? You humans could truly think about many things if you were seriously interested in the maturing of your soul. But you thoughtlessly accepted what you were offered, and this state did not change, which is why a work which was built by Satan and which was repeatedly strengthened by him did not collapse. And humanity itself is to blame for this, for I gave people the intellect and they were able to pray to me. As long as they believed. Only a few made use of these blessings and entered into direct contact with me, while the masses were content with what the adversary offered them, otherwise they would also have recognized as shameful activity. Otherwise they would have had to distinguish between the blinding lights and the true light and would have been able to follow the battle of darkness against the light. I always give you a right light. I imparted the truth to you as soon as you contacted me and desired the truth. But he always drove you into darkest night. And you believed because faith was demanded of you. But you put at an organization before God. You rarely only took the path to me myself, and that is why an organization was able to hold on for such a long time, and it is still untouchable for many people and yet does not give you light but darkens your spirit ever more. For Satan rages mercilessly in the last days and his battle is only ever for the light which emanates from me and wants to put an end to people's subjugated state. But who pays attention to the light? Again and again people are drawn back into dark areas, for their own free will decides. But if it is good, it must also find the right light. It must step out of the darkness of night into the light of day, for it then decides for itself the victory of light over darkness. Why are you humans so gullible when it concerns the works of my adversary? And why do you have such difficulty accepting the truth from me? Why do you unreservedly trust those who have offered themselves for my adversary's service? And why do you doubt when I myself send a ray of light to earth to help you, to lead you out of Satan's snare net? You humans have strengthened the power of it yourselves and thus allowed a work to arise which only aims to confuse your spirit and to keep the pure truth from me. And I do not intervene by force because I respect people's free will. But at any time I will release people from its power and also from the darkness of spirit who see the light in me and seek it. But then you may no longer turn your eyes back to where darkness still held you captive. Just hold on to the fact that I am a God of love. And love will not let anyone get lost who trustingly approaches it. Love will not leave you in spiritual darkness. Love will only ever want to win your love. But this is only possible if it also moves in truth. And again, truth is only recognized where love is. It is truly not my will to plunge you into even greater confusion, yet examine for yourselves which teachings are probably more acceptable to you. My revelations, which my love keeps sending to you, or those teachings whose origin you are unable to ascertain. Test for yourselves whether you are able to recognize my love, wisdom and power in the latter. And know that you have been entangled in a web of lies and feel comfortable in it. For in order to increase the darkness the adversary unhesitatingly resorted to the most shameful means and yet was not recognized as a liar, but everything was believed him, but the truth. If it broke through again and again, or hushed up, but again and again it was brought to you, and those people who accepted it and were able to detach themselves from Satan's work of construction, who were able to distinguish where the light shone and where dense darkness was, can consider themselves fortunate. For anyone who ignited love within himself did not unhesitatingly accept everything, because love is the light which gives and will always give him enlightenment from within, because I myself am love and also the light from eternity and because I myself can and will only give you the truth in order to release you from darkness. So never believe that you are taking the wrong path if you allow me to reveal myself to you. Take the direct path to me and you will truly walk in truth. And don't be afraid to incur my wrath if you detach yourselves from spiritual knowledge which does not and can never give you light because it originates from darkness. For you must never forget that it is and will remain a battle. That light and darkness wrestle for the souls which belong to the Prince of Darkness, and that the human being himself brings this battle to a conclusion and will be victorious if he turns to the light of his own free will, if he seeks contact with me himself. Then he will truly be led to the light, and he will recognize me myself in this light, He will no longer anxiously question but be joyful in the certainty of returning to the Father from whom he once took his departure. Amen.